But now, if you've been into the city centre recently, particularly into the cultural quarter, you'll notice that there are more and more businesses who are locating themselves in Piccadilly. And the most recent of those is a bistro called The Quarter. And I'm really pleased to have the manager, owner, proprietor, he can tell us what he really is, Joseph Bailey, in the studio to talk more about it.
Hi there, hi.
Great to have you with us. Actually, you're the visionary, aren't you? As well as being all those other titles. You've had a dream to do this for 20 years.
Absolutely, yes. I think many, many years ago, I'd always wanted to be part of... the investment and development in the city centre. I'd worked for many years corporately for Marks and Spencers, and within that had a lot of experience of opening up their coffee shops, rolling out their Simply Food stores, and it really kind of ignited a bit of a passion for the kind of food and beverage side. As time passed and the cultural quarter arrived, my career kind of moved on into other areas and other business and teaching, so it was put on the back burner, and then last year the opportunity came up on a premises in the cultural quarter, and it kind of seemed the right time personally, professionally. My wife, she came out of teaching, so could take over other business, and it really freed me up to kind of follow that dream, pursue some of the things and ideas and concepts that I wanted to bring to the town and the city, and that dream is now being lived.
Tell us very quickly a little bit about the menu and the food sides and stuff. I'd heard that you got a deli counter as well. What's that?
Well, because we're open 8 a.m. until midnight, we have quite a fluid menu. So we have a breakfast, lunch and an evening dinner menu. However, they just kind of seamlessly fall into each other. People are wanting some of the breakfast at evening. What we've overlaid then is a deli option. Just because I know sometimes if you're working or you're coming to the theatre and you don't have time for a 2 or 3 course meal, you can come and we have a selection where you can choose your meats, cheeses, bread, accompaniments, however many, whatever combinations, and we will simply quickly platter those up for you with a glass of wine or a coffee or a soft drink, whatever, and that is pretty much from 8 a.m. until midnight. So if you come in at any point, we can provide you with that type of food. The deli counter then has the usual takeaway elements to it, as well as the eat-in.
One of the challenges to the city centre is probably what they call the twilight economy, that those hours when people finish their day job and the middle of the evening, kind of a lot of people tend to just kind of pack up and go home rather than stick around, maybe have a drink, go to a bar, maybe then have a meal or whatever. Do you think the quarter can help encourage that twilight economy? Do you see there is the potential for that?
I think with anything there has to be a catalyst, and everything is a catch-22 situation. So if there's nothing there for people to go to, they won't go. However, somebody's got to start it at some point. So I know that I'm not going to suddenly change that after work culture overnight. However, if I'm the catalyst for it and people see that as an opportunity, then it only takes one person to arrive and then they tell somebody else, and then we are creatures of habit. So I need to break those habits and be that place, that destination that people can go for, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock prior to going home. Or again, the theatre is such a great, in the Victoria Hall, sometimes getting home to get back to it. If I can be that little stopgap in between, then that twilight is filled quite easily.
And like I mentioned at the beginning, there's a few businesses or bistros and stuff that have opened up in the last 6-12 months or so.
The growth doesn't come if you stand alone by yourself. People want choice, and people want to have the opportunity to try different places. So the more that we have opening up and the more diverse we can become, then it means people don't have to travel on that train to your other cities as they do now. We can bring it here in one area for them, so they don't need to make that.
Fantastic. Joseph, it's great to meet you and commend you for, you know, your vision and also your investment. I know you put a lot into this.
Yes.
And well done to you, and I really hope that you
Thank
succeed
you.
For you, but also for what your hopes are for the cultural court in the city centre.
Thank you very much.
From the heart of Stoke-on-Trent's cultural quarter, this is Cross Rhythm City Radio.